I'm delighted to be joined by Wexford's Lee Chin as Bord Gáis Energy marks its 17th year sponsoring the GAA All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship. Firstly, I suppose, how are you? I mean, it's a bit far out from the All-Ireland Championship at this stage, but are you thinking about it a little bit at the back of your mind? Or?
Oh, of course, yeah. Well, I mean, firstly, we're just looking forward to getting going this weekend against Kildare. In one sense, I suppose the championship comes around really quickly every year. Just comes up on you. But I suppose, the National League campaign just finished, I suppose, not even 2 weeks ago. So, our own championship finished up a few weeks ago, but I suppose the league finals were only a week and a half ago. So, it just comes around so quick. And, looking forward to getting going.
Do you think back, I suppose, much on that campaign? Have you had much of a chance to analyse it yet? There was it started out kind of in really dramatic fashion against that game against Antrim, and then as the league kind of goes on, you start to find a bit of form, and maybe it's unfortunate the way it sort of ends, but some really positive results out of that.
Yeah, look, we would definitely have had a chance to analyse it. Obviously, there was areas in it that you try to identify that you could improve in, and maybe some areas that... You need to pay some attention to. That's what the National League is about, I suppose, and getting some game time into everybody. Look, you're really getting ready for the championship throughout the whole campaign. So, I suppose we finished third. Was down to, I suppose, a score difference in ourselves in Dublin. So, look, narrowly missed out on a promotion, which obviously, yeah, we would have taken that, but. It is what it is, and we're just all our attention now is turned to championship, and we're just still getting ready to go.
I suppose if you look at that game in Dublin, that obviously ended in a draw. That was, I suppose, entertaining both on the pitch and on the sidelines as well. You know, is that one that maybe you look back on and have a little bit of regret over how it ended, or do you think that you know it actually probably gave you a good bit of, I suppose, drive and momentum and kind of brought that squad closer together coming into the championship now?
Yeah, it was a game, I think, looking back on it, it was quite a confusing game, I suppose, just given the nature of what happened, I suppose, with fellas being sent off and black cards, and at times you didn't know how many lads were on the field. I think Dublin had two players black carded, we had a player black carded, then Dublin had a player sent off, and it was just, I don't know, a bit of mayhem, I suppose, throughout the game. And we probably could have managed the game a bit better in the end. I had a free at the very end, a long range free that dropped short. Probably could have done something different with it. Maybe try and see us get over the line with a 1 point win. But wasn't to be on the night. And look at Dublin got a last minute score to get a draw. And I suppose, yeah, look at it was an entertaining game. Good to get up in Croke Park as well, I suppose, and get a run out. But our National League is done now, and we put it to bed, and we're happy enough for, I suppose, what we got over. Like I said, getting game time into a lot of people, and we're just getting ready now to go for what we have to do next.
I suppose, obviously, the big thing from this year was Jack O'Connor's obviously taking over captaincy roles from yourself. You know, how would you approach that transition personally, and you know, what does it say about the evolution of this group that, you know, Jack can obviously step into that role and kind of take on, I suppose, what is, or sit into the boots of someone that has been the captain of Wexford for over a decade?
Yeah, look, it's no different for me. I suppose I just have to keep being myself and try and bring to the group what I've always brought, and try to lead as much as I can. And again, at the end of the day, you're there to play hurling, and you want to do the best for Wexford and your teammates. So for me, nothing changes. I obviously full support for Jack and his achievement of getting the captaincy, and absolutely rolling behind him, and just drive on the championship, and hopefully see him back on the field soon enough as well.
Obviously, as you mentioned, even without being captain, you're obviously still a key leader in that group. You know, when has Jack come to you for advice on certain bits about how to, I suppose, help in captaining the side, or is that something that, I suppose, every player kind of puts their own imprint on?
Yeah, definitely. He would try and put his own stamp on it. We'd be in contact a lot anyway, and I suppose over the years as well. Jack's been around a long time. You know, he's going to have a good idea of what he wants to bring to it, and maybe certain ways of what the role entails. But I mean, he's doing a great job, and you know, he continued to do that. And like I said, I suppose for him as well, his focus is going to be to get back onto the field. Jack had an operation in, I think it was January, February, you know, and he's coming back into the frame now at the moment. And, you know, his focus would be mainly to try and get back on the field as well, and again, try and have an impact.
Obviously, the backroom team play a huge role in the influence as well. I mean, obviously, you've got Keith and Shane O'Brien from the hurling background, but I was more interested, I suppose, Bernard Dunn's boxing background and even Shane Keegan's soccer background. You know, how much, I suppose, does that change the influence in the dressing room? Do they bring new ideas and sort of new ways of looking at things that maybe wouldn't come from a traditionally hurling background?
Everyone brings their own ideas, yes. I mean, Shane Keegan, I suppose, yeah, look, I obviously would have worked a small bit with Shane Keegan in the past, but I mean, he definitely has a good brain, and a very detailed one about the game and different scenarios that pop up. And I suppose you're talking about Bernard Dunn. Yeah, like Bernard is there from a high performance perspective, and you know, he brings great experience in high performance environments that he's been involved in. So you just try and take, you know, all the, I suppose, the positives from any great good experience that anybody in our backroom team and any personnel that's there, you try and just listen and learn as much as you can and try and add as much as you can. So, you know, it's all about back and forth as well. You wanna throw questions, you wanna find out maybe other ways of approaching stuff, and definitely we have a nice balance at the moment in our backroom team to help guide us through the next couple of months.
Presumably, when you mention, obviously, having worked with Shane Keegan before, that was with your time at Wexford Youth, was it?
Would have been, yeah, back in 2016, yeah, for only a couple of weeks, yeah.
Did you ever envisage, I suppose, that you'd be meeting him again, I suppose, outside of the soccer world and in hurling?
Not really, no. I obviously, when Shane, I suppose, over the last number of years has transferred over to, I suppose, the GAA front, I mean, I wouldn't have really known him to be a GAA man until that time. It was surprising to me, but of course, not knowing it, I know he's done great work in Laois in his own county, and obviously when I heard he was looking at his name was being mentioned about coming into Keith's backroom team, you know, there was excitement there, I suppose, because I had worked with him in 2016 and I liked the way he thought about the game at the time, I suppose, with soccer. But just in regards hurling, I'm getting a real feel for what he's capable of, and just the ideas he brings, you know, and his session plans and stuff. So yeah, just enjoying working with him at the moment.
When you say kind of how the way you like the way how he thought about the game, is there much transition, I suppose, between the way in which you think about soccer and the way you think about hurling? Like, is there any overlap at all, or is it so different that it's almost undistinguishable?
They're very different in their own rights, obviously, being the fact that they're different games, you have to approach them differently. But I mean, you're still, when it comes to having a detailed brain on sport and patterns and shapes and drills, I suppose, if in one sport you're very detailed in how you think about those things, how you design drills, I suppose, based around scenarios, a lot of it applies in either sport. So like, obviously Shane learned a lot throughout his years, so just glad, I suppose, he's involved with us and he's applying it to ourselves, and we enjoy working with him.
Obviously, I just want to speak, obviously, on the Leinster Championship as well. That transition over, how does that feel, I suppose, going from the league to the Leinster Championship? Is there a big mindset shift you have to go through, or is it kind of just holding on to the very positive aspects of the league campaign and bringing those through to Leinster now?
Do you know what? I think you approach every game similarly. You prepare the very same. You know, you train during the week, you train for your opposition, you analyse your opposition, you analyse yourself. You go back through the stats of your previous games, you talk about, so nothing really changes regards that when it comes to the championship. I suppose it's just the fact that, you know, you've been training all year for the championship. It's you're going to probably see more settled teams throughout championship campaigns. You're going to see probably players playing in their positions again, or whatever it might be, players returning, aiming for the championship. Those are all the different things that come when it comes to championship, and the fact that, you know, the mindset is more so your full squad is so important to you throughout this next couple of weeks, and it's just the fact that it, you know, the intensity is going to be up, you know, the speed is going to be there, and the probably bigger crowds in the stadiums and all that. So there's different elements to it, there's different feels to it, but you generally prepare very similarly to championship games as you would national leagues.
And I suppose then, obviously, with Kildare being the first one, there must have been, I suppose, in the back of your mind when you played that game against them in the league, a bit of a thought like, this is the Leinster Championship opener and it's going to be that, and kind of almost thinking about that in the back of your mind. You know, it was a good result on the day back in the league, but Newbridge is a very different challenge, isn't it?
For sure, we know it is. Look, it's obviously going to be a different challenge, and it's going to be in their home ground. Look, on the day of that last league round, we just went out to play the way we wanted to play and put in a performance. And look, at the result was what it was, but I mean, I can't really comment much on what Kildare are going to bring in their first league game. I'd imagine they're going to want to put on performance also in Newbridge. So we just went out that day focused on ourselves, and I mean, we'll do the same, I suppose, when it comes to Saturday. We'll have to focus on ourselves and give Kildare the respect they deserve as well.
Does it feel very open this year, I suppose, the Leinster Championship, as it is kind of, it's still competitive every year, but, you know, people always kind of put Kilkenny at that one step higher. But I suppose even this year, looking at league campaign form, Kilkenny and Galway hadn't the best league campaigns they probably would have hoped for. You know, Kildare as well, yourselves had a very good campaign, Dublin. You know, does it feel like everyone's kind of on a very level playing field this time around when it comes to games, or is it a case that you can't really compare the two because they're so different?
Well, look, everyone wants to believe that the championship is wide open. I mean, like, obviously, when it comes to your own squads, everyone's going to believe they can make it to a Leinster final, win a Leinster final. That's the first goal. Everyone's going to want to believe that they can do that. Otherwise, they wouldn't really be interested in playing the game. So, I don't know. For my own opinion, yeah, I believe it's open. I believe, you know, all the teams are very much looking at making it to a Leinster final. But look, you got to take it one game at a time here. Again, it's okay to talk about these things in an interview about Leinster finals and what's possible and championships. But, you know, at the end of the day, as a player, as boring as it may sound, we do still have to focus on what's coming next, and that's, we have to focus on Kildare. And each result, I suppose, that you manage to get along the way gets you a step closer to that ultimate goal. So for the moment, you know, we just got to keep thinking and focusing on ourselves and trying to get over the line in each game that we step to the field in.
I'll leave you off with one final question that isn't, I suppose, hurling related at all, but I think it'd be a nice way to end it off. Obviously, since you're a board Gosh Energy ambassador, I have to ask about last year's ad with the two Johnnies. I think about it in the sense that it's very rare that an ad on TV burrs its way into the cultural zeitgeist nowadays, with obviously people maybe not watching TV as much, or you know, maybe opting for streaming platforms. You know, for you, when you were filming that, did you expect it would garner as much attention as it did?
I didn't know what to expect, to be honest. Obviously, with the nature of the advertisement in itself, I'd imagine it would have caught a bit of attention, but I didn't realise it'd be, I suppose, as good an ad as it was. I suppose, I enjoyed filming it, enjoyed working with the guys. The two Johnnies and the Bord Gáis team themselves were just fantastic. They're fantastic people to work with. Their attention to detail also was great, and just, I suppose, the value of the place, I suppose, on everything was something to really see, and behind the scenes of it all, and how an operation like that works. But they left no stone unturned, and like, look, obviously, being involved in that campaign last year was really grateful for it, and again this year. So I suppose, look, yeah, just seeing it all come together, and I suppose see it on TV or whatever, I got a good giggle out of it. I think a lot of others did too, so it was taken very kindly, and you know, it's good to see that the good Irish humour is still alive.
Absolutely. Lee Chin, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure, and best luck with the championship coming up.
Great, thanks very much.